evening, comrades. I am very delighted to be given this opportunity. My president is that. The chairperson already mentioned the ongoing global economic crisis and its devastating impact on the living standards of working people worldwide. I must say, however, that even before the recent global economic crisis, which started precisely in 2008, Nigeria has always been an horrific place, you know, to live in. It's a great paradox in the sense that Nigeria is endowed with many natural and human resources that could make the country great. But such is the inability of capitalism to enable people to attain their potential that as of today, over 70% Nigerians, that's out of a population of 140 million, 70% live on less than $2 a day. As a matter of fact, Nigeria relies up to 80% of its incomes from one single product alone, crude oil. It has no capacity to explore this. It has no capacity to process this. Right now, out of the four refineries in the country, none is functional at this moment. And that is for an oil-producing society. Then the bourgeois, they came up with the story that the best way that Nigerians can have stable supply of petroleum product is if they privatize and deregulate this sector, this key sector. But what has happened? In the past 5 years, government has issued 18 licenses to private refineries companies. None is being built right now. So periodically, prices of fuel goes up and down. And fuel in Nigeria is not just a commodity. Is the commodity, factually the only commodity, the source of income. And particularly because of the level of economic backwardness, there is no electricity, no stable electricity in Nigeria. For instance, many industries that were not enough before have been relocating to neighboring West African countries like Ghana, etc., where the electricity is more stable and cheaper. The industries have factually collapsed. About 15 years ago, the textile industry, for instance, used to employ about 1 million in a workforce. As of today, they have less than 74,000 workers in that sector. Such is the level of decimation. But what has struck me all the more, too, when I came to Europe a few days ago, is the reconfirmation that worldwide capitalism is a disaster for mankind. UK, for the few times I've been here following the press, the stories I've been getting are very horrendous. They are going to cut expenditure on education, on health, on housing, on factually everything. Now, I became scared in a way because back home in Nigeria, so many youths, for instance, would like to escape to countries like UK, etc. And the other day, the Telegraph, the Tories paper here, you know, put out a very provocative article. 10% out of the population in Britain, they were born abroad. What does this mean? In the face of cuts and cuts on necessary and social facilities, with the temptation of more immigrants coming, it's going to be a hell of time for those that are here and those that will be coming in the coming period. Especially when you look at the development of right-wing policies represented by the BNP, who certainly, and the authorities' backers, certainly are going to explain the increasing crisis and difficulty being faced by the working masses as a result of the too many immigrants that are here. And therefore, I come to one conclusion. Capitalism is a worldwide crisis. And there is only one way we can effectively overcome this, is to organize worldwide resistance. And I am very happy to be part of the CWI, a socialist organization that has been fighting worldwide, you know, to counter this negative thing, because things are not going to get better on their own. We have seen that, you know, from one government after another in Nigeria. When the military were in power, many youths thought that the problem was the military and where they came from was the problem. Once we have what they call civilian government, everything will start flourishing. But for the past 10 years, in many key respects, life has gone worse for the vast majority of the people. It's more difficult today. And what is even worse? Anti-workers policies, which even military government would be afraid of implementing, are being freely implemented today in the name of deregulation, in the name of privatization. Such is, you know, the insensitivity of the ruling class for a country where there is no, I mean, stable income for majority of people. Government has now decided to further deregulate the economy. And what does that mean? They intend to hand over the oil sector exclusively, you know, to Western majors, Western oil majors. They say that if, until they deregulate, they cannot guarantee availability of petroleum products. But the experience of the masses in the past 10 years or so, when this program has become very frequent, is that far from things getting better, things only get worse when this kind of neoliberal programs are implemented. More factories will close. Cost of living will go up. Transportation, food, housing, education. And that is important in a country like Nigeria, where the public sector education has been virtually destroyed, and even including children of working class people, poor traders. Most are forced to patronize what is called the private education sector, which is nothing but a cash machine, because that is precisely what they are capable of doing in the given, I mean, situation. Well, let me say that the CWI section in Nigeria, the Democratic Socialist Movement, alongside with the labor movement and other radical forces in society, we have not been folding our arms. We are not just lamenting. We know what and where things have gone wrong. And we have come to a basic conclusion that only through struggles by the working masses can these, you know, programs of the oppressors be overcome. On the economic front, the ruling class are pushing deregulation and privatization. We are confessing alongside the labor movement that no, this is a recipe for disaster, for the destruction of the economy, for the impoverishment of the people. That what we need to do is to take the commanding height of the economy, including the oil sector, banking, under public ownership, in a program of nationalization, so that we can plan the economy. Of course, while this theoretically makes sense, especially when we argue it to most people, however, the collapse of the former Soviet Union and other Stalinist states is a living obstacle. Many people already can see that capitalism is a failure. Deregulation is not the way forward. But when, if you can pass that socialism is the alternative, there is a bit skepticism, if not outright rejection in that respect. But the Democratic Socialist Movement, we have been persistently putting forward, you know, socialist alternative in Nigeria. And the ruling class said, well, they have to privatize because there is too much corruption in public enterprises. We said, yes, everybody can see there is big corruption, but you cannot use corruption to fight corruption. Instead of that, this economy should be nationalized and put under workers and poor government democratic control of the working people. That the working people should plan these things. Right now, what we have is a situation where industries, economies are only developed if it's going to bring huge profits for a lot of people. Very often, companies are underproducing, not because people have gotten the basic goods needed for survival, but because it's not going to be profitable for them. We are advocating for a socialist economic arrangement where production will be planned for use and needs and not for profit for a few. At the same time, we are making it very clear in the labor movement that because labor leaders in Nigeria They have not just folded their hands. They have been fighting. They are opposed to. And that's what explains what the chairperson said the other time. Nigeria has experienced 8 general strikes and mass protests between year 2000 and now. And in Nigeria, a general strike is not just workers not going to work. It usually involves most sections of the society. The youth, the traders, small business people. It's usually a tumultuous, you know, affair of the oppressed, resisting the oppressors. But now, a lot of people are beginning to get wary of just going on strike, that what is going to happen after this strike, because after each of these strikes which I've mentioned, the prices of petrol have gone further. Now, we are utilizing that to draw the conclusion that what needs to be done is for the working people, for the workers, youths, and students to fight and bring to power a workers and poor peasants government. Because labor leaders themselves, they say, governments should play a leading role in the development of society. That is supposedly against the neoliberal, you know, tone being said by the government. We say yes, but how can you ask a neoliberal government, you know, to take position of putting forward the public sector when all the song they sing is PPI, private partner initiative, I mean, private public initiative, that is not going to happen. If you want that, we need to struggle for power to chase out this capitalist element from power and replace that government with the government of the working people. It is then we can begin to see or can expect a government that will decide to take leading role in the economic development of society and not just leave everything to the market forces. In Nigeria today, for instance, the roads in most places, whether intact or intra, they are impassable. They are not motorable. And yet, you find government solution. They are not thinking of massive public works to develop roads. There are no trains for a country of 140 million people. No functional train services, no waterways. And all they say is that they are going to give contracts to private companies to build roads. Then they give them franchise to charge toll gates. Regardless of how interesting that may sound, it will never happen. The bourgeois don't have the tradition of using their money for long-term investments that will not bring quick and huge profit. So majority of Nigerians will still be left in this horrendous state until these usurpers, these exploiters in government can be chased out. And I must say that in our almost 25 years of our existence in Nigeria, we have been making remarkable impact in the class struggle situation in Nigeria, at least in the labor movement. Today, we have acquired the reputation or notoriety, depend on where you are. Whenever anybody makes any radical demand, either for economic or political, the labor bureaucrats, the most right wing of them, they tag them. They are DSM people. If the campaign that the Labour Party be built, anybody that campaigns that the Labour Party be built as a fighting political party of the working masses, which we can use to intervene electorally in struggles and also to defend the working masses, they are described as the DSM people. We are very pleased because it shows, and the truth also is that we are still small, we are small force. Nigeria is a big place, but the good development prospect we can see is that increasingly as this crisis deepens, more and more people are coming out of the illusion that is something in trances that will just pass. The more this reality dawns on people, the more they will be prepared for struggle and resistance. And again, our perspective is always making projections that confirm with the reality that these people, they are not doing what they are doing. These capitalist elements, they are not doing what they are doing because they don't know what to be done or out of mistake. It's because that is the only way their own selfish interest can be, you know, sustained. And therefore, we have no choice than to step up mass worker struggles as a way of achieving a workers and poor person government that can genuinely defend Nigeria. Because what we have seen in this global crisis is that while Nigeria is supposedly an independent country, will be 50 years by October 2010, the reality is of life does not justify that. Things are so bad now that even some people instinctively, ignorantly, used to think that maybe we would have been better off if the colonialists were still in power. But let me tell you, the colonialists are not agency of development. Right now, all the policies they have been making in banking, in industry, in agriculture, are such that would restore Nigeria back to status of factual colonialism. Only the working people and the socialists can stop them from doing this. Now, comrades, before I stop, I'd like to introduce this latest perspective document of ours. It gives more explanations that I can give in 15 minutes. Then you'll be able to get the real flavor of our work, which we are doing our progress in Nigeria. It's there at the table. We are selling for £3 and asking for £5 as solidarity price in order to continue to support and sustain the work of Nigeria. I thank you.